Just cannot understand why I walk this soul narrow way. But this one thing I know that deep in my heart, in this world for long, I'm not gonna stay for what I feel. Down in my happy soul is so hard sometimes to contain.
And if I had my life to live over, I'd do it all over again.
Don't you know I've been rebuked and I've been scorned. I've had my trouble,
I've had my trouble since the day I was born.
Or I'm bigger than my troubles when I'm down on my knees. I get so happy,
I get so happy as I'm walking this way,
that I forget all my troubles and pain.
And if I had my life to live over, I'd do it all over again.
I tell you, brother, that I have no regrets. I'm too happy to ever complain. I see no need to even worry or fret, for there's nothing to lose and everything to gain. And yet the greatest thrill is to know that the best is about to begin.
And if I had my life to live over, I'd do it all over again.
Don't you know I've been rebuked,
I've been rebuked,
and I've been scorned. I've had my trouble,
I've had my trouble since the day I was born. But heartaches and worry, they don't bother me.
For I'm bigger than my troubles when I'm down on my knees. I get so happy,
I get so happy as I'm walking this way,
that I forget all my troubles and pain.
And if I had my life to live over, I'd do it all over again. And if I had my life to live over, I'd do it all over again.
The Mighty 1190's Gospel Classics.
That was the Spears featuring Ben, I'd Do It All Over Again.
And before that, Mark, we heard from the Happy Goodmans with That Sounds Like Home to Me.
And that was with Johnny Cook and Vestal Goodman.
Our guest today is George Yuntz. The next song we have on our list by the Cathedrals is This Old House.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I used to travel when Stuart Hammond would come this way and this part of the country. The Cathedral Quartet would travel with him, and back in those days, we went in the car. But we'd do Pennsylvania, and when we was riding on the next town, or sometimes we'd stay in the same town. Well, Stuart would tell us stories about it is no secret what God can do and how he wrote this old house. And so to hear that psalm from the man's mouth who wrote it, and then to go to London, England one time and record it with a Philharmonic Orchestra, why, that's one of the biggest thrills I ever had in my life. To sing, before I sang this song, I didn't really get I knew what it's about, but I didn't get the gist of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But when Stuart explained everything, man, it took on a brand new meaning to me. And I sung it, opened up with it nearly every night for, gosh, how long? 15 years or so.
Wow.
George, I know the first time I ever heard This Old House, I had to be about, I was born in 61, so I had to be about, I guess, 4 or 5 years old. But I can remember it being on the Caravan record, and the Blue Ridge did that.
Yeah.
And I thought about pulling this for this show, but you're not doing the verses on that, but I can hear you very well.
Yeah.
That's back when you were with the Caravan.
Yeah, back when I was at the Blue Ridge, I didn't have the lead or do any of the verses. I think Elmo carried the. Well, he was the lead singer, but so Elmo probably. I can't remember. It's been so long ago. that's back before way before I could remember things. You know.
How long were you at Blue Ridge Quartet?
9 years.
Here's This Old House on Gospel Classics.
This old house once knew my children. This old house once knew my wife. This old house was a home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in the darkness when the night wind walks about. Ain't they gonna leave this house no longer? Ain't they gonna leave this house no more?
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time for all the hinges. Not a bend the window pane.
This old house is getting shaky. This old house is getting old. This old house lives in the rain, and this old house lives in the cold. On my knees I'm getting chilly, but I feel no fear of pain, 'cause I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane. Ain't gonna leave this house no longer. Ain't gonna leave this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna leave this house no longer. I'm getting ready.
Dog lies sleeping. He don't know I'm gonna leave. Tells he'd wake up by the fireplace and he'd sit there and howl and breathe. But my hunting days are over. I ain't gonna hunt the coon no more. Gabriel done brought in the chariot when the wind blew down the door. I ain't gonna leave this house no longer. I ain't gonna leave this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges. Not to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna leave this house no longer.
Sweeter as the moments fly. love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by. The more I trust him, the more I love him, nothing good for me he'll deny. The longer I know him, the better I can show him, I couldn't stop now if I tried. Oh, he gets sweeter as the days go by. He gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by. Oh, he gets sweeter,
sweeter as the days go by.
The mighty 1190s Gospel Classics.
That was the Lefevers, Sweeter as the Days Go By.
Great rendition of that song. Probably one of the earliest versions of Sweeter as the Days Go By.
That's right. That's back in the early 60s.
Our special guest on this edition of Gospel Classics is none other than the famous bass singer for the Cathedral Quartet for all of their tenure, George Jantz. The song Up Above My Head, you re-recorded that with Jake Hess and the Old Friends Quartet recently.
That was a fun, fun song to do. It really was. I still love to sing that, you know.
And we're talking about Atlanta, of course, Big Chief with the Statesmen. And weren't they the original group that did that song?
Yes, and they had to talk me into doing that, because once you hear Chief do a song like that, he was a rhythm-based singer. And spitting out the words, nobody been better than Chief, you know. And he was also good at a ballad, too. But once you hear Chief do that song, well, I said, you know what, I'm not going to compare myself to Chief, you know. And finally, Gaither and them talked me into it, you know. So once I did it, and the people seemed to accept it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Chief was still the master at that, you know.
So was Big Chief a big role model, I take it, for you?
Chief and I were great friends, you know. He was with the Statesmen when I was with the Blue Ridge, and we worked a lot together. And he and I, after concerts, we'd sit around and talk, and we would swap vocal lessons with each other, you know. And Chief was a good guy. I liked him.
Here's a song that they sang with the Statesmen Quartet back in 1950. And it's still great. You do the Big Chief's part, and you do Jake's part, and I'll just sit over here and wish I was in the group, okay?
Up above my head, there's a music in the air. Up above my head, there's a music in the air. Up above my head, there's a music in the air. And I really do believe. There's a heaven somewhere.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
There's music in the air.
There's music in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
There's music in the air.
There's music in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
There's music in the air.
There's music in the air.
I really do believe.
And I really do believe.
There's a heaven somewhere.
Well, music makes the world go round. That's the way to be happy, that much I've found. Sing a song and be happy and free. So turn around, children, and follow me.
Well, I have a soul that's weary and worn, but I've heard the music since the day I was born. And I remember what the good Lord said. Now I hear his music and it's up above my head.
Up above my head.
There's music in the air.
There's music.
really do believe.
I really do believe. I really do believe.
Should you go first, and I remain to walk the road alone. I'll live in memory's garden, dear, with the happy days we've known. In spring, I'll watch for roses red when fades the lilac blue. And in early fall, when brown leaves call, I'll catch a glimpse of you. Should you go first, and I remain to finish with a scroll. No lengthening shadows shall creep in to make this life seem droll. We've known so much of happiness, and we've had our cup of joy. But memory is one gift of God that death cannot destroy. Should you go first, and I remain, for battles to be fought. Each thing you've touched along the way will be a hallowed spot. I'll hear your voice, I'll see your smile, and though blindly I may grope, the memory of your helping hand will buoy me on with hope. Should you go first and I remain, one thing I'd have you do. Walk slowly down that long, long path, for soon I'll follow you. And I'll want to know each step you take, that I may walk the same. For someday, someday down that lonely road, you'll hear me call your name.
Mighty 1190s Gospel Classics with Mark Fuller, and I'm Daniel Britt.
That was George Yontz and the Gaither Homecoming Friends, Beyond the Sunset. What a beautiful recitation there by George Yontz.
So here's a song that I used to sing many years ago, and let me dedicate it to all of you tonight, and especially to my family.
When I was but a boy, in days
of childhood. I used to play till evening shadows come, then winding down an old familiar pathway, I heard my mother call at set of sun. Come home, come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, come home, it's supper time.
Some of the fondest memories of my childhood were woven around supper time, when Mom would come to the back steps of the old home place and she'd say, "Come on in, George, it's supper time." Oh my, but how I'd love to hear that once more. But you know, for me, time has woven the realization of a truth that's even more thrilling. And that's when the Lord comes to the portals of glory and says to come on in, for it's supper time, and we'll be gathered around the table with the Lord himself at the greatest supper time of them all.
In visions now, I see her standing yonder, and her familiar voice I hear once more. The banquet table's ready up in heaven. Oh, it's supper time upon the golden shore. Come home, come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, come home, it's supper time.
The mighty 1190s gospel classic with a classic, if there ever was one, by a classy guy, George Yuntz, with Supper Time.
You know, even now, the real popular song for me on stage was This Old House That We Opened Up, but the most requested song I've ever sang in all my life was Supper Time. A few days ago, I hadn't been out in 9 months, and Ernie and his new group were singing down in Canton, about 30 minutes away. So I went out, and the Lord gave me enough strength to go out, and I walked on stage and sang Supper Time. It's just been a wonderful song for me, you know.
Stay tuned for more gospel classics featuring George Yuntz on the Mighty 1190 WGKA.